Good morning. Monday morning, and back for devotion, encouragement, and prayer from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent some time with God, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, Living Free, and talks about subtitles, Living with Freedom When Surrounded by Enemies. We live in this world, and the Bible talks about Satan being the prince of this world, the ruler in a sense of this world, but not the ruler overall. And even though we're surrounded in this world by spiritual enemies and sometimes even physical enemies, God says that we can reign with Him in freedom. Today's specific topic in that journal, a 31-day devotional journal, is living free to obey God's commands. David writes in Psalms about the joy of his heart running free because he follows God's commands. We live in a time where it seems that we're constantly being told what we have to do. In the midst of this pandemic, all of the regulations and restrictions and commands, if you will, continue to stack up one on top of another. And for most people, we don't like being told what to do. And sometimes I believe that we read Scripture and we read the commands of God, and there's a part of us that says, I don't know that I want to be told what to do. And yet, for many of us, we follow the guidelines to the best of our ability, to the best that we can, not because we're told we have to, and sometimes that's the case, but because we understand the good that it's supposed to bring. As we mature, our motivations often change in why we obey. Growing up, my obedience early in life had a lot to do with a fear of punishment. The more politically correct term today would probably be a fear of correction. My mom was not above using the rod of correction when it was deemed necessary. And so my obedience was really more about being disciplined, and that rod of correction forcing my mind to choose the things that were right. And while there's great debate in today's culture and places that would say that, people that would say that is completely inappropriate, I believe it's effective. And I know that there are people that will misuse any tools of discipline. But to throw out discipline completely brings us to a point that we're at as a nation, I think. But as I matured through life, it reached a point where my obedience to my parents wasn't so much out of a fear of discipline, a fear of punishment or correction, as out of love. I didn't want to disappoint them. I wanted to do things that pleased and honored them. And even when I was beyond the point that there was any physical discipline going on, the desire to obey was even greater because I had been taught. And I had been taught through the hands of love from my parents. And as we spend time with God, God talks about disciplining us. He says, of course I discipline my children. What father that really loves his children refuses to discipline? God says, that's crazy. But his discipline is designed to show us not only his love, but to increase our love for him as we begin to recognize that it's all for our good. And as we gaze into the perfect law of God's word, we recognize that this law gives us freedom to obey. Yes, we call them commandments, and they are commandments. God expects us to do them, but we're not forced. You see, if we believe and know that we have the freedom to disobey, and we know that because we do disobey from time to time, then the opposite is also true. We have the freedom to obey. And as we grow and mature in Christ, it becomes more and more desirable on our part because of our increased love, because of our increased awareness of God's love, that we practice that freedom to obey the things of God. It's interesting, as I began this devotion this morning and as I was working through it, the prayer guide that I've published that's for this week, today's specific focus, the overall focus is a life that goes well. But today's specific focus is a life that goes well as we honor our parents. As God gives the commands to honor your father and mother, that your days on this earth would go well, that it would be long. He says this is the first command with a promise. And just as God has called us to honor our parents, and I believe that's true for all of us, no matter our age and no matter the age of our parents. So often it seems that verse is taught specifically targeting children, young children. We're all children. But minors, those that have not reached the age of adulthood. And we're so quick to tell our children and use that command and say, see, you have to honor your parents. But it seems in most of the teaching that I've heard over the years of my life, we're not so quick to want to apply that to ourselves as adults. And yet, God's command is to honor our parents. And I believe we do that throughout their entire life and throughout our entire life. And we do that not so much because of the command, but we do that because of the love that God has shown us and that they have shown us. You see, living free to obey God's command says that I'm motivated differently than what I was as an infant. I'm motivated by my love for God, my desire to please and honor Him, my desire that He would be the one that my life is all about. It's interesting as I watch the fervor that people use in defending their positions. And I often wonder if we were as convinced in our mind that Jesus has the power to save everyone from sin as we are that, depending on our side that we take, as we are convinced as whether masks work or don't work, would we be as adamant about sharing him as we are about sharing the latest survey or study or whatever that supports our position on wearing masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19? You follow social media very long, and people are just very defensive on both sides of the issue. And they will argue to their last breath trying to convince someone that's not going to be convinced. But when it comes to our faith in Jesus, we're often pretty silent. It's as if we don't feel we have the freedom to share him. Or we're not nearly as convinced that he's as powerful as what a mask is. And I'm not talking about a foolish faith. That I'm just making the comparison about the things that we feel the need to defend and to argue and to promote versus our silence on things that are of even more importance. You see, masks very well may slow the spread of this virus, may prevent someone from dying today, but they won't prevent someone from dying. Short of Jesus returning, we're all dying. There will reach a day in our life that our breath ceases. And then what? And yes, it's good to do what we can to give life that has meaning. And we do that by practicing good health practices that keep us well. But we also do that by living life that represents Jesus. That's what brings meaning to life. It's the relationship I have with my Savior. And so rather than spend time on social media arguing about whether I ought to wear a mask or whether I ought not to wear a mask, whether this is the appropriate protocol or that is the appropriate protocol, I would rather spend time representing Jesus, knowing that he is appropriate in all situations. Knowing that he's the one that gives my life meaning. That whether I live or die, whether I get COVID-19 or not, that I've not only done what I can to live a productive life, to live a responsible life, but I've done what I can to represent Jesus. And so today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to live free, to obey God's commands out of love, to examine what things that you're excited about, what things you find yourself defending, and what things you're silent about. There are a lot of issues that our world seems to demand that we take a side on. And most of those issues, I would rather say I side with Jesus, to make him known and not get caught up in the arguments that are so common. And perhaps today, you and I could resolve to, again, do a daily check of everything that we share and ask, does this represent Jesus or does this add to the turmoil? Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, that your love has at times disciplined us when we needed it, has taught us the freedom that we have to obey you is not just a forced obedience, but a obedience that you've taught us out of relationship. And that as our love for you has grown, our desire to obey freely has grown as well. Father, help us to continue to grow in that desire, knowing that we have the freedom to obey. May we use that freedom because of your love and because of our love for you. Father, today I pray about the way that we represent Jesus. I pray about the things that we're passionate about. I pray that nothing would be in our life that we're more passionate about than our relationship with you. I pray that we would use wisdom in the things that we comment on and repost and share and post and any of our social media venues. May we have great wisdom and discernment in what it is that's going to be useful and what it is that's going to simply further a division that's already wide in this nation. May we be more quick to represent and present Jesus than to defend our position on anything. May we lift him up as he would give us wisdom in how to live not only our own life, but in a way that benefits and helps others to prosper as well. Father, may we live with the freedom that you've given us, and as your word has taught us, may we not use that freedom for our selfish means, but to benefit one another. May we have wisdom that would teach us how our practices, our actions, our words, even our silence can help. Father, today may we learn more and more to honor our parents, to take on that command freely, not as simply an adolescent child honoring mom and dad, but as an adult honoring our mom and dad as well. God, today, I pray for the children in our homes that we would teach them well, that our times when they need discipline, that we would do so in a manner that helps them to understand why correction is necessary and increases their love for their parents, but increases their love for you. God, today, as I pray for those children, I pray that we would be mindful about what it is we're teaching, what it is they hear the most from us. I pray that they would hear and see a parent that models understanding and love and forgiveness, and not see a parent that spreads arguments and divisive anger. Father, may each of us speak what is necessary and good for the benefit of those who hear. As your word teaches us, may May we be slow to anger. Slow to speak, but so quick to listen. And may our listening be filled with a desire to understand, a desire to really hear. And may we show value to one another by our willingness to hear them out without feeling a need to respond to defend something that we disagree with. Father, today may we represent Jesus more clearly than we've ever done before. In this world of darkness surrounding this COVID-19 pandemic and surrounding this social unrest that exists, surrounding the political division that is rampant in our nation. In the midst of all of that darkness, may we shine more brightly than ever before as we lift up Jesus. And may He draw many to Himself because of our representation of Him to others. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.